Okay, remind me why we're doing this again there, Chuck.
I have no idea. I asked myself that question on the way over, actually.
Do I really want to start this thing up again?
You know, I don't know. You said something about pizza.
Yeah.
And salad. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting behind a microphone looking at a computer. Hazard gave me the famed Osaka blue bag, which he's got full of music. Yeah, I don't know what the heck's going on. But we do have chocolate chip cookies.
So yeah, we do.
Oh, I do see that. Ooh,
Uncle Ron takes care of his talent. Yes, he do.
Where are they? are they coming later?
They will be here a little bit later. So anyway, missed you guys.
What you been doing?
Relaxing. Maxing and relaxing, as MC Hammer would say back in the day.
See, you ripped up some carpet in the man cave.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to blast out the stairs to the cave and rebuild those sometime in the spring.
Okay.
But it's been June since we were here.
That was May, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was before that.
It was May?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I was just so burned out. It takes a lot to do one of these here dog and pony shows. You know that.
Yeah, it does.
And with everything going on at the station, I figured, you know what? A
lot of changes over there.
I need a sabbatical. Yeah, a lot of changes.
Pete's retired?
Pete is happily retired. Talked to him a couple days ago. He's over there on the western side of the state.
How's he doing?
He's doing okay.
Does he listen?
Once in a while.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
And he misses everybody.
Well, is that to be, he's not out of sight too long or out of mind. Because that dedication coming up, I believe.
It's March 17th. Thanks for reminding me of that.
You know about that, Chuck, sir?
I think I remember. It's long. I don't plan that far in advance, Hazard.
Oh, okay. That's right.
What's going on next hour? That's what I want to know.
So I figured, you know, I needed to break over the summer. And you guys needed a break from me, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
We had some bonfires, though.
Yeah, we did.
Went to some concerts?
Yeah, Hazard saw some shows.
You did too, I think.
Hey, Hazard.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a set of headphones for our guest here?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we could.
The headphones are over there. We have an audience of one. Heather Newman's here. The headphones, right there.
Yeah.
You know those things you put on your ears, Hazard?
So we enjoyed the summer. We had some time off.
Yeah.
Took stock of things going on and counted our blessings and all that stuff. And so we decided to come back. Actually, you guys decided to come back, right? I'm just bored out.
No, you invited me. But you sent the memo.
Actually, you know what it was?
What?
It was like a decree from Caesar Augustus. And he proclaimed
from
that
the grave?
Motor City Static.
Why are you screaming?
Shall return to the air.
Because he's an orator, and he likes to scream.
Well, we just celebrated Christmas,
Happy
Kwanzaa,
New Year.
And Hanukkah, all those good holidays.
Happy New Year, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
All that fun stuff.
So we're in 2018.
And it's going to be fun. So what do you say we read the disclaimer and get going here, okay?
Sure, why not? Deal.
The views and comments expressed on the following program do not reflect those of the Avondale or Bloomfield Hills school districts, their respective school boards, superintendents, managers, teachers, or staff, or the staff of WBFH, its management, or staff. Either, in fact, the only person still responsible after all these years for the content of the following program is
Hazard.
If you happen to be offended by what we say and are forced to flee to your locally designated safe place, we humbly apologize beforehand.
Safe place? Is that like a sanctuary city or something?
Yes, it is. We humbly apologize beforehand. We mean no harm and certainly have no agenda. We're just exercising our privilege to take the transmitter out for a short drive this evening. Once we're done, we'll return the keys to the transmitter shack and then duck out the back door. So please don't call the cops. Can't afford bail. Still can't afford bail.
Gone up a little, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Instead, just relax and enjoy our little old dog and pony show.
It's time to dust off the Atwater Kent and have another go at it. Bloomfield Community Radio presents Motor City Static, the only live and local thing happening this side of the railroad tracks. Turn off that TV. Put down that cell phone. Throw away that trashy novel.
No, there was no pictures anywhere.
We've got a better way to waste your quality time. And all you need to do is pay attention. From the studios somewhere near the Grand Trunk Western, Motor City Static is on the air.
Emanating from the luxurious yet not overly ostentatious confines of a studio near the Grand Trunk Western, it is I, Uncle Ron, here in the big disc jockey chair, along with Chuck and Hazard. And let us explain right off the bat, Ruth is no longer going to appear regularly with us.
Okay.
Ruth Scourin, the doyen of the Deadline and the Deviled Eggs, has...
Who we Skyped in from Dayton.
That's right, the Gem City. Love her to death. But due to some scheduling conflicts, she will not be a regular appearance here. So we're going to, from time to time, she'll Skype in.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But do you want an explanation, at least as it was given to me?
Sure.
She'll have more hang time with her daughter, Bug.
Oh, okay.
Because Bug's in college, and the only time they can hang out would be on Sunday nights.
I gotcha.
So we don't begrudge her at all. We'll miss her.
Mm-hmm.
But normally she would give us her wacky news stories and stuff like that. So we're doing that. And another thing here, executive decision, the show has been reduced to 2 hours.
Yes.
I know it's going to break some hearts, but it's just easier that way, isn't it?
It is easier. And plus...
Wait, are you eating with your mouth full?
I am. I'm eating with my mouth full, yeah.
Jeez.
That's what I'm doing.
The show never changed.
Well, there's been a lot more interests have come about.
Yeah.
And different things. You've been quite busy in your...
I'm swamped.
On your book. I know you're writing a book.
Writing a book, looking for a wife, let's say paying off debts. Got all that stuff going on.
The Chuckster, you know, he's become Jacques Cousteau of the fish aquarium
Yeah, you got back into that, didn't you?
I've never left.
I thought you kind of dialed back. I did kind of dial back.
You're
and
right.
Then all of a sudden on Facebook.
I've got 19 aquariums or 20 more.
20.
Jeez.
There was a convention, what can I say?
Mm-hmm.
A national fish convention over the summer.
He walked in with a roll of 20s and said,
did very good from a budget standpoint.
Oh, good for you.
But, see, the American Cichlid Association is the convention that was in town.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first convention I ever went to when it was in town in 1999. So it had been a, 18-year lull?
Mm-hmm.
So I helped out, helping with the AV and stuff. And I know a bunch more people involved in the fish community on a national basis now.
Mm-hmm.
And when the show is over, they have to sell the aquariums that they were using to display the fish.
Yeah. Because it's easier to sell them than to pack them up.
Store them.
Yeah.
All right. So in 1999... I bought a 20-gallon high aquarium from the show when it was over, and I still have it set up and running.
Okay.
So I bought another one this time, 17 or 18 years later, which is set up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And I've acquired some other fish along the way, got into some different things than I used to keep. So Fluffy is no longer a part of the menagerie at Chuck's house. Fluffy's been rehomed.
Really? Where at?
My friend Bill took her.
Okay.
He is a turtle guy. If I could have, he was the only person that I would have given Fluffy to, because he is a turtle guy. And I asked him at least 3 times in the past if he was be interested. And then one day he approached me. He said he put a pond in his backyard and he wanted to put a great big snapping turtle in it.
So
I was like, are you saying you want Fluffy? He's like, well, if she's still available. Absolutely. So he, not only does that, Fluffy was being kept at my house in a 75-gallon tank. At Bill's house, she has a 300-gallon pond outside in the summertime. And then she winters over indoors in an 180-gallon aquarium.
So is there
a
danger?
She's being well taken care of.
Is there a danger of her running away?
Escaping?
Escaping in the summer in the pond?
No, it's like a horse trough, 300-gallon horse trough.
Okay, so there's high walls.
Yes.
And even if I were Fluffy...
High straight walls.
I would not want to leave that paradise.
No, she is getting well fed.
Yeah. Three hats and a cot, right?
Yeah, and Bill also graciously accepted to rehome my two yellow belly sliders that I had, too. So I'm turtle free. I'm down to fish, geckos, dogs, and birds.
Yeah. Yellow belly sliders?
Yeah.
Sounds like something I had at White Castle the other night.
No, no, no. It's you know what a regular redear slider turtle is, right? It's a common turtle that everybody gets when
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like that without the red ears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Put a little barbecue sauce on them. They go down easy.
I had some people that offered to cook Fluffy.
Oh, gosh.
Wanted to make snapping turtle soup. Oh, and man. I was like, yeah, you want to die? Now, Fluffy is very, very, very well accommodated now. I'm very glad that Bill took her.
Well, good.
But the hard thing was, she was every bit of, like, her shell from where her head, well, their heads don't go in snapping turtles, but,
yeah.
You know, where the neck came out to where the tail is, just the shell part, was 18 inches long.
That's a big turtle.
And then she was probably 9 to 12 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know how I was going to get Fluffy over to Bill. This was a problem because I didn't have anything except a cat carrier. So Fluffy was transported in a cat carrier to her new home. She's doing very well.
Well, that's good.
I get monthly updates because I see Bill at Fish Club.
All right. Hazard, what have you been doing with your time off?
Well, you know, my favorite pastime. Trolling for adults on that.
Trolling for women, yes.
Quite busy with, well, you know, I don't know. Well, you should know that I kicked up my show on Saturdays here on the Biff Radio Network.
Yep.
Echoes of the Night, that continued on. Did a lot
By the way, a lot of people listen to that show.
Glad to hear people have
complimented me. As I circulate throughout the...
Well, you're the producer of it, so...
I'm not responsible for that. Don't pin that on me.
But anyways, a lot of concerts and work. December was quite busy. I was doing a couple side projects, so mm-hmm. Here we are, 2018, feeling revved up, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of good stuff.
Good. It's been a low-key holiday for me, so I appreciate that. I don't want to get into all the rigmarole of all that crowd and stress and all that, so I just kind of checked out. Caught up on a lot of reading.
That's good.
My reading skills are improved.
Are they?
Yeah.
Did you learn any new big words?
Maybe.
All right.
Actually, I did. One of the books, well, let me tell you the story.
Sure.
I was cleaning my office upstairs prior to the holiday because I just wanted to shred some old documents and then repack things and get organized.
Where did you shred?
In my room. I have a shredder.
Oh, okay.
So I was, do you remember Andy Rooney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was on 60 Minutes.
Do you know what bothers me?
Yep.
That Andy Rooney? Well, my mom was a fan of his, so she had all the Andy Rooney books.
Okay.
So I found one of the books that my mom had loaned me, so I started reading that. And then in that book, which is basically a book of his letters complaining about things, which, by the way, is very entertaining, I found out that he referenced Howard K. Smith. And the book entitled Things Leading Up to the Moment of My Death or something. Things That Occurred. Okay,
so didn't I see a book, Howard K. Smith, in your reading room?
Well, here's the story. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, take a note. I'm going to get that book. So I went up to visit my sister up in Oscoda, and I went to St. Vinny's, the resale shop, and I found a neat little $5 radio. Oh, it was so cool. Okay, it's a very nice radio. It's about 45, 47 years old.
Wow.
So I figured, all right, let's go down to the book aisle and see what they have. Look at me. I'm not kidding. I turned the corner. The book that was referenced in the Andy Rooney book was right there.
Oh, wow, really?
So it's like a divine province thing there. So I got that for 50 cents, and then I picked up a book by Howard Cosell.
Oh.
This is Howard Cosell. I never played the game. So I read that, and he uses big words, and then Howard K. Smith used big words because they're writers.
Right.
So I camped out, and I'm still reading these books because they're big books. They're 500 pages, and they have complete sentences and everything. So that's what I've been doing.
That's cool.
All right. Okay, Motor City Static is the program. If you're tuning in, this is the place. Nobody is doing the kind of radio we're doing, thank goodness, in Metro Detroit. We have a website, MotorCityStatic.com. That's MotorCityStatic.com. We're heard all over the place, all over Macomb County on 89.5 WAHS, a proud product of the Avondale School District. And, of course, our very own WBFH, The Biff, over there in Oakland County. So we've got the northern counties covered here with this little broadcast. We do it every Sunday night. Well, up until tonight, it was in reruns. But we're going to do this every week, I think, until June, right?
Except for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. By the way, I've got to talk to Cousin Tim about that. Get us reserved for that.
Okay.
All right. So we're doing all that stuff, and we're going to play music. We're going to have fun. I've got some wacky stories. All of our big features are here. We're going to do Big Words with Ron?
Absolutely.
All right. And then we got a rock report?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing the rock report, though.
What?
Yeah. You said you wanted to change things up.
All right. I just found this out now.
I didn't. Yeah, we were holding back on you.
And then, of course, we have Hazard a Guest is coming up later. I mean, Hazard a Guest we had, but he scared all the guests away, so.
Yeah, he did.
Also, we will have some guests coming in the next month or two.
I'd love to. We were supposed to have a guest tonight, but unfortunately.
We'll get them rebooked, and we know Wayne State Warrior Racing is...
they're on their way, too.
They're committed. They want to come in.
All right. So we'll do that. We've got all kinds of music and stuff. By the way, do we have any music ready now?
No.
No? Okay.
I can have it ready pretty quick, though, if you want.
Yeah, let's go to a song here.
All right. Well, stall. Do a PSA or something.
Do a PSA?
Yeah.
I don't really have a PSA.
All right. Quit smoking, Ron. In 2018,
I never started.
Let me see if I can remember how to work the CD player. This is a song, or a band anyway, that Hazard plays on Echoes of the Night.
By the way, Echoes of the Night, that song that you play in the opening there, and you do your dramatic narration, that's pretty cool.
I love it.
Hi, this is Jeff Hazard. This is Echoes of the Night.
So this is Hazard and I never actually saw Ronnie James Dio together, but we've seen Dio Disciples a couple times, correct? Yeah. So this is, you know, Ron, if you listen to Fools, the mob rules.
Is it playing?
Yeah, it's playing.
I don't hear it.
Why not? You got CD player one?
Oh, you know what? Start it over.
All right.
See, I knew this would happen. Ready?
Fire the board up.
Here we go.
Should I do the intro again?
Yeah, do the intro again.
Ron, if you listen to Fools.
There you go. That's Ronnie and the Redcoats.
Actually, it's Ronnie with Black Sabbath.
I know, but Motor City Static here. I just thought I'd pull that out. People are going, hey, what's he talking about? Well, Ronnie James Dio used to be in a group called Ronnie the Redcoats. It was a doo-wop group back in the 50s.
Yep.
We talked about that. So whenever he played, it was either... in Dio, or when he was guesting with Sabbath there.
Or he was in Rainbow for a while.
Yeah, with Richie Blackmore.
Yes, sir.
Since you've been gone.
Oh, look at you showing your chops.
Since you've been gone, I'm out of my head, can't take it.
Yep.
I love that song. That's my favorite. I want to do that at karaoke one night.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of karaoke, how is the maestro himself?
Alan Maestri? Doing fine. Doing fine. He's going to be here sometime in February, I think. It's either him or Wayne State Warrior Racing, so you have to figure out which dates are booked for that.
No problem.
All right, Ron, Chuck, and Hazard here in Motor City Static on this rather very cold winter night. It's been very cold these last couple weeks.
Yes, it has.
I referenced my being up in Oscoda a couple weeks ago. My gosh, it was 6 below.
Wow. That's cold.
I went to see the Star Wars movie up there at the Lakes Theater.
Why?
Because I have a grandnephew who wanted to go see the movie, and I'm a fan of old movie theaters.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's a one-screen place up there in Oscoda, built in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on Dwight Street, for those of you who are familiar with that area. And it was real nice, and the place is for sale.
Did you buy it?
I'd love to, but I didn't win the lotto, so I couldn't.
Oh, okay. Me, I don't think I did either.
Somebody I won something like $250,000 for that thing, and it's basically a cinder block building, you know?
Somebody won Mega Millions Friday night, I think.
Yeah, Rhode Island, 500. Mega Millions? Yeah. Or it's Powerball?
No, someone won Mega Millions. Powerball's still climbing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mega Millions was in Rhode Island.
Which, by the way, since we last gathered, the price of a Mega Millions lottery ticket has
doubled,
gone up, yeah. Which did not make Chuck happy.
That didn't make me happy.
No.
Either.
So now the state gets less of my money every week. Because I used to buy five tickets, five $1 draws a week. Mm-hmm. Now I buy one $2 draw a week. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give them $4.
No. Yeah, I'm not even a regular buyer anymore.
Like me either, really. I used to buy, yeah, I was pretty regular, you know. I'd at least $5. I'd go buy Mega Millions on like Friday, and I'd get maybe a couple less numbers on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But now, once a week on Fridays, I buy one ticket.
I hate to say it, I've picked up on the instant scratch-off game, so that's where...
Oh, Hazard, that's dangerous.
I know.
That's like crack rock.
Yeah, pretty much. You win right away. I mean, you might as well buy the scratch-off ticket and get a little enjoyment out of it. Now you just get the ticket and stick it under the thing. You know whether you won or not. You might just throw your money in the trash.
Or give it to me.
Yeah, there you go. So, what else has happened that's newsworthy?
Well, not a whole heck of a lot here. People are still complaining about the Donald. And tonight we have the Golden Globe Awards?
Yeah, Golden Globes with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
But, we missed that whole explosion of the Hollywood fiasco.
Yeah, which is, I'm sitting on the sidelines here. I'm just amused by the whole thing. This whole last year, I'm just amused by it because, my goodness, the hypocrites are out, aren't they?
Well, it's funny how people were commenting about how good an acting job they were doing in Hollywood.
Hey, wait, hang on. Can you do me a favor? Can you speak into the microphone there, Hazard?
Oh, yeah.
He has been.
No, he's over here.
Well, he's really loud. I know that.
Yeah, so he's got a hearing problem.
Maybe
so that's
my
why.
Headphones are turned up louder than normal or something.
I think they are.
They must be higher than 11.
So now I'm reading the webpage this morning, and someone's come to the opinion maybe they were too rough on Harvey Weinstein.
Hazard, don't turn it down too much. I want to be able to hear. Turn it back up. You turned it from 12 to 5. That does not work. Turn it to like 9 or 8.
How's that?
A little more on the monitor, please. Hey, right there. Right there. All right.
This is real live radio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now they're complaining maybe they took out the long knives too early on Harvey Weinstein. Because they got Weinstein, they got Matt Lauer, they got Kevin Spacey.
They got lots. That didn't like Dustin Hoffman or something?
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman's in there. Ben Affleck now has been in there.
Big surprise.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, that was another one.
I can't believe this. There's like 125 different people connected with all of this.
It all started with Cosby.
Yeah. You don't hear about a Cosby, do you?
He's probably grateful as all get out right about now.
Yeah. I mean, not that what they've done is, it's inexcusable, but it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
You know.
And then, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, there's this artist that's running around Los Angeles, and he's defacing, for the Golden Globes.
Uh-huh.
They have a picture of Seth Meyers, and they plaster, they knew. Mm-hmm. Hashtag they knew.
Yeah.
So they're just pointing out the hypocrisy of all this because it's been going on for decades, apparently.
Well, there was I think this rumor was dispelled. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
But when Chris Cornell died in Detroit.
Right.
And then Chester Bennington died out in L.A., who were their best friends, died the same manner, both surprisingly committed suicide. There was a rumor that they were about to let go of the Hollywood names of all these people that were responsible.
Really?
Yeah. There was Snopes,
Snopes.com, yeah.
Yeah, they undid that rumor.
Okay.
But then all of a sudden, one after another, they start dropping like flies.
Wow.
So it makes you wonder, I don't know how they would have access to that not being actors, but, and Corey Feldman's out there now too.
Yeah.
He was.
He supposedly was out there way back when.
Yeah, he's out there way back when. But now he released that book and let some names go.
Whoa, man,
crazy.
It's crazy. All right, first half hour is done. Motor City Static on the Biff Radio Network, 88.1 WBFH Bloomfield Hills and 89.5 WAHS. We'll be back after these messages. So, you know, everywhere you turn now, they're talking about these, what's the word, Emily? These scandals.
Yeah.
You know? And there's a movie out called All the Money in the World that opened on Christmas. Ridley Scott.
Okay.
Kevin Spacey was in that movie, and when this all went down with Kevin back in October, the company decided to release the movie, but reshoot all the scenes with Kevin Spacey in it, because he was playing J. Paul Getty.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So then they went out and they got Christopher Plummer, who's 88 years old, to play.
Oh, is that what that movie's about?
Yeah. Ah. And they shot it. They reshot the scenes. There was something like 16 scenes or something like that. They reshot it in 9 days.
Wow.
And then they had to get it assembled, and then they released it to the theater. So normally it would have been a December 22nd drop date, so they missed it by 3 days, and they opened on Christmas. But they had to get everybody back. They had to reshoot the scenes.
Makeup, everything.
You know, and then some of the trickery that we know about, the green screens were brought in to either erase Kevin Spacey from some of the scenes and drop Christopher Plummer in, or just...
Green screens? What are those?
Green screens.
I've heard of blue, but not green.
They're green. They use green screens.
Oh.
So I, let's say I'm an actor.
Yeah.
Which I could very well be, because I have talent that way.
Mm-hmm.
The wall behind me would be green.
Right.
And I would do my acting.
They drop you in the middle of a Hawaiian island.
Yeah,
somewhere.
CGI.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, kind of what we're doing with this trickery here. I'm not really here with you guys. I'm being dropped in. I've recorded an MP3 of my part in this broadcast 3 days ago. I'm really in Hawaii.
Okay.
So you guys are live in the studio reacting to the recording of me, this MP3.
Oh, absolutely we are.
So that's trickery that we're doing here in radio, see? Mm-hmm. And it's you guys have done your part so well that people can't tell that we're in two different locations doing this broadcast.
Absolutely.
Hang on for a second. Hang on for a second. Yeah, can I have another mojito? Thanks. So anyway... See, there's nothing, you can't tell that I'm not here with you.
No.
No, hey, keep the change. Thank you. So.
Well, I didn't know. Well, we were keeping this down low, but since you're out in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Chuck has decided to turn the Ron Whittables mansion into Playboy East. And there's all kinds of scantily clad young ladies roll around
now,
in bikinis.
Now, come on. This is a family show, okay?
It only took Hazard an hour.
I know. It goes south. The school board meeting.
Headed
you know, that's another 35 thing.
35 minutes with Jeff Hazard.
That's another thing, because Pete retired. I'm in the hot seat now, so those school board meetings are very, very interesting whenever Hazard's on there.
You mean with some sriracha or something?
Oh, jeez. All right. Let's see. What else here? Wait, we're doing sign language here. Heather, what do you want? I can't hear.
I'll be on.
You'll be in what?
Yeah, I'll be on.
You want to be on the air?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have an extra microphone. We'll have to figure it out.
We'll figure it out in the break.
Yeah.
How did you talk to him like that? That was really good. If you're in Hawaii and she's sitting down here with us. Wow.
Are we Skyping him in or something?
We got a live feed? He's recorded on MP3, Hazard.
Here we go. A Michigan pizzeria is offering snowed-in customers a pizza and plow service. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah, pizza and plow. That includes delivering a large one-topping pizza and then snowplowing the caller's driveway.
Wow, not to be confused with pizza and plowed, where they bring you a pizza and a case of beer.
Tony Gloriosis. Yeah, is that right? Tony Gloriosis, co-owner of Mario's Pizza in Union Pier, that's on the west side of the state, said the increased snowfall inspired him to offer the $30 pizza and plow promotion starting last month. Business was kind of slow, he said. No one wanted to come out. We do offer delivery, of course, and I've been plowing for 8 to 9 years now. Yeah, some parts of the state, you know, the plows are always on the trucks.
Yeah.
Because that's what the guys do. Some of the ladies do that, too. They'll plow. Earn some extra money.
Come by my house if they want to plow.
So Tony says, we decided what better way to offer a pizza than plow for a special price. Glorioso said the promotion has proven popular with hungry residents who find themselves snowed in. He said, a lady missed her doctor's appointment. She says, thank you so much. Now I can get to the doctor tomorrow.
I wanted to say they deliver breadsticks, too.
I'm sure they do. He said the $30 price for the promotion might change. Right now they're doing it for $30, so the amount of snow dictates it. And he says, if I'm going to be there a while, we kind of raise the price. The promotion started late last month, and Glorioso said he and his wife, Harmony, have now decided to keep it going throughout the end of winter. As long as it's snowing, we're going to do it all winter long. That's a quick way to make a buck, huh?
Oh, that's for sure.
And he's helping everyone else out, too. So, all right, what else is going on here?
I don't know.
Got music?
I do. Are you ready?
Yeah, we'll do that, and then we'll come back, and I think we have a rock report, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yep. We'll come back, and we'll do that.
Okay, so right after the show ended last time, and on a brief hiatus, I found myself at the CD release party for the Gasoline Gypsies over at Otis Supply in Ferndale. And because I was in such the habit of buying new music for the show, I just bought a CD and it was like, wow, I can't play it for God knows how long.
6 months, yeah.
So I practically wore it out in the van, but managed to save another couple plays off it for our listeners here. The CD is entitled Killin' Time. This is Run, Baby, Run. On Motor City Static.
Gasoline Gypsies here on Motor City Static. Good stuff there, Chuck.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. We're online, WBFH.FM. Let's see, MotorCityStatic.com. We're streaming with the Biff Radio app. And I don't want to shortchange our friends over there at WAHS, but I just don't know what their website address is. And I don't know if they're streaming.
Oh.
Been out of touch with them for a couple months because things are so crazy at the Biff.
Oh, okay. You haven't talked to your buddy over there?
No, I haven't talked to them in a while.
Wow. Maybe we should get back in touch.
Well, we should. I think so. Wes.
Since we've hacked into their... that's his name, Wes.
Wes Meisnitzer. Yeah, I talked to him just the other day. So he's doing fine.
Asked you if you hadn't talked to him lately. And you said, no, you haven't talked to him.
I thought you were talking about Mitchell Payne and those guys.
No, I wouldn't know them. I know Wes.
Yeah, Wes. He's going to be on the show.
Good dude. I like him.
Yeah,
he's funny.
Is. Yeah, he is.
He taught Hazard how to take a selfie for the dating sites. Didn't he, Hazard?
Yes, he did.
High angles. My.
Anyway, we're on the air here, having a blast, and I forgot what time it was. We're kind of losing track. Does anybody know what time it is?
No idea.
Let's see here.
What time is it, Ron?
Hang on here. Let me, it's been a while.
Yeah, I can tell. Your board op skills have gotten a little rusty. Right.
There we go.
Tighten things up there,
it's
Ron.
It's time for the Rock Report with Hazard. Kick
it! Good gosh, I feel like my first day at WXYT.
Why'd you mess up there, too?
35 years ago, yeah.
Whoa. Don't give away your age. You don't look a day over 36 and a half.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, so, Hazard, do you have the rock report?
I am now going to do a sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Where I am not actually here. I am in Denver, Colorado.
Why would you go there?
Because
yeah, that's a good question.
I went to go visit family.
Oh, okay.
You have family in Denver?
I have family in Denver, Colorado. Plus, we know that their laws tend to be a little bit liberal on the greener things in life out that way. So I am actually in Denver, Colorado right now.
All right.
But my buddy Chuck is back in Detroit.
Okay.
You can ask him what's up.
Ron, you like history?
I love history.
So Hazard and I were talking over the course of the last week, he's like, what are we going to do on Sunday? I'm like, let's switch things up on Ron and not tell him.
Okay.
So he's like, I don't know if I'm going to have a rock report. I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
You bring the music. So
some of those rock reports were two sentences long in the past.
Instead of telling you what's coming up in the world of rock and roll, let's tell you what happened on this date in rock and roll history. How do you like that idea?
I love that because it dovetails into what I was going to do in the last...
We communicate without even talking.
Because I wanted to bring in a feature this day in history because one of my students said, you know what would be neat is if we could figure out what's going on in this date in history.
Uh-huh.
But All right, so now you're doing the rock and roll thing, this right. date in history. I love it.
All right.
Synergy.
So on this date in 1964,
mm-hmm.
right after my birth, the Beatles recorded a 7-song appearance for the BBC radio program Saturday Club. They played All My Loving, Money, The Hippie Hippie Shake,
mm-hmm.
I Want to Hold Your Hand, Roll Over Beethoven, and Johnny B. Goode, as well as I Want to Be Your Man. The show was then broadcast on February 15th, 1964, while the Beatles were in the U.S.
Ah, kind of like what I'm doing now.
Right, that's, right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of the Beatles, kind of, though, what about that recent knighting? Ringo Starr.
He got knighted as well?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
So he's Sir Ringo Starr. Ron, on this date in 1970,
yeah.
Led Zeppelin kicked off an 8-date UK tour at the Birmingham Town Hall in Birmingham, England. Mm-hmm. The set list included I Can't Quit You, Baby, Dazed and Confused, Heartbreaker, Since I've Been Loving You, Thank You, Moby Dick, How Many More Times, Whole Lot of Love, and Communication Breakdown. That's quite a set list.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
If I were to go see Led Zeppelin today and they did that set list, I would leave a happy man. Also, in 1974, Aerosmith played at the Michigan Theater in Detroit. It was the first date on their 56-date North American Get Your Wings tour.
It's a garage now.
Yes. Coming up on the recent, the anniversary of David Bowie's death in 1972, he released the album Changes, or I should say the single Changes, in the UK, and the track peaked at number 49 on the UK chart, and later at number 41 in the US. And finally, on this date in 1994, Oasis started recording their debut album, Definitely Maybe, at Monnow Valley Studio in South Wales. When it was released in August of 1994, it became the fastest-selling debut album of all time in the UK, but it was recently surpassed by, in 2006, by the Arctic Monkeys' debut album, Whatever People Say I Am. And that is what happened on this date in rock and roll history.
Well, that's fascinating.
And to, you know, kind of tie things in, I just so happened to have Oasis's debut album. Let's play the song that was not the hit from the record. It was the first track on it. It's called Rock and Roll Star on Motor City Static.
That's Oasis, Rock and Roll Star, here on Motor City Static, off of their debut album from 23 years ago.
Correct.
Wow. Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies.
They did quite well. They were one of the the largest indie band of all time at one mm-hmm. they played. What was the name of that huge?
Wembley?
No, it was an outdoor place. In England. It's like 1 million people there.
I do not know.
It'll come to me.
I can't remember.
What's that, like Downington Festival?
Yeah, or something like that. Huge, huge.
Or Download Festival?
No, it was before downloading. I can't remember. I'll look it up.
Anyway, you're listening to Motor City Static on the Biff Radio Network. Ron, Chuck, and Hazard having a blast here, wasting your quality time on a Sunday night. A new study finds that a key to a long life of good health and always feeling younger, no matter our age, is to simply act younger from time to time.
Really?
Do you follow that?
Yeah.
If you want a long life, good health, and you want to feel younger,
act younger.
That's right. Researchers from HealthSpan, a supplier of vitamins and health supplements in the UK, polled 2,000 British adults on the effects of nostalgia and youthful behavior on mental and physical health. Nearly three-quarters of respondents indicated that occasionally forgetting you're an adult and tapping into a more immature mindset, kind of like Hazard, being watching old cartoons, pulling pranks on friends, or playing classic board games was important to their health. In fact, 1 in 4 participants admitted they'd like to remain childlike for as long as possible and have still felt cravings for childhood experiences. I've not left my childhood at all.
No?
No.
You're eating milk and cookies right now.
That's right. Hazard brought them in.
Yeah.
Psychologist Dr. Meg Errol says in a press release, perceiving ourselves as younger than our age is linked to a more future-orientated outlook, which means that we make better health choices such as engaging in exercises and healthy eating. The findings of this survey support previous research that has shown nostalgia boosts our mood. The study found most adults don't truly feel mature until their late 20s. For women, that occurs at 27, while men take a tad longer at 65.
How did you make this mouse pad?
You didn't... Jeez. You didn't even pay attention to what I was saying.
I did. You said act younger.
Okay.
I'm as old as I am, and people still tell me to act my age. I've been hearing that for the last...
Yeah, but the joke was, you know, for women, that occurs at 27, while men at 65. Well, that's not true. Okay. It's men is at 29, so it's 2 years. We know that women mature earlier.
How did you make this mouse pad? I just noticed this.
That was a gift from my nieces.
Oh, really?
Last year.
Look how printed. Young you look here. You have hair and everything.
Yeah, that's all photoshopped. So what are some of the easy ways adults can easily relive the glory days and begin feeling younger? Hazard, how about playing Monopoly, Legos, or cards with others? Others found putting on some old school TV shows or movies from their childhood or listening to favorite songs from their younger years also did the trick. The study found simply being silly, such as imitating others.
Hey, what up?
Making goofy faces or blowing bubbles through a straw still draws plenty.
I haven't done that in years.
Yeah, still draws plenty of attention.
Used to make my dad crazy at the big boy when I'd blow bubbles in my Coke.
Dr. Arrow goes on to say the research shows that nostalgia can buffer against depression, boost social correctedness. So doing things, activities from childhood can be important in maintaining health, specifically with regard to social connectedness. As isolation is so damaging to health, and it's almost as bad as smoking. Of course, parents of young children may have the greatest advantage in reconnecting with their childhoods and feeling younger. A quarter of the participants admitted that being able to play with toys again brought them great joy in parenthood. So, if you want to feel young, be young, it's just a state of mind.
So, Ron, a lot of people, while we were gone, while we were off the air, a lot of people have been asking me, hey, when are you guys coming back?
Did you tell them?
I did once I knew the date.
Okay.
I said, we're on hiatus right now. We all needed a little break.
We're trying to get rid of Ron, trying to replace him. He's a curmudgeon.
Well, I told him we were trying to get rid of Hazard, actually.
Well, actually,
but they were like, no, don't get rid of Hazard. He's the only reason we listen to this show. But I just put a promo up on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
It says, Motor City Static returns tonight. Join Ron Whittables, Jeff Hazard, and me from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 88.1 FM WBFH, 89.5 FM WAHS. Oh, I got to edit that. I forgot to put WAHS in there. And worldwide at WBFH.FM.
Right.
Then I, you know, a tagline, I used, we encourage volume.
Yes.
Well, our first like came from Wes Meisnitzer, who we were just talking about.
Hello, so Wes.
I'm going to put WAHS in here just for you right now. If I can find edit. There we go.
I appreciate that.
I've gotten much better with technology and
yes,
all this computer stuff.
Very proud of you.
I still have the dumb phone, though, which is fascinates to people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll whip that sucker out, and people look at me like I pull it out something out of, you know, from Jurassic Park or something. I had this guy I was texting the other day.
Yeah.
And I can do it in less than a minute.
No, go ahead.
I was texting the other day, and I felt someone watching me. And I looked up, and this guy's like, how old is that phone? I said, I'm not quite sure, but $30 a month. It does everything I need it to do. And I hit send. And I got a couple other dumb phone stories for you, too. They're pretty funny.
Oh, save them up. We're going to be doing this until the summer, so... We appreciate that. Motor City Static on the Biff Radio Network, 88.1 the Biff, and 89.5 WAHS. We're having a blast. Ron Chuck Hazard, our very special guest, Heather, will probably bring her on here after the break.
Mm-hmm.
She can say hi. I said, do you want to be in the air?
I don't want to be in the air.
And then all of a sudden, she found out how cool it is.
Once people walk through that door and they see us having this much fun, it's like they want to be a part of it.
Absolutely. We'll be back after these messages. Halfway Point, Motor City Static, our new hours from 9 to 11 every Sunday night. Here on the Biff Radio Network, Ron Chuck Hazard having a grand old time. Ruth Scowen, no longer with the program. She's fired. She got her cardboard box.
Not really.
She's gone. Had enough of her.
9 to 11? Sounds like Ruth. Sounds like drive-through hours or something. Taco Bell on a Sunday night or
Ruth,
something.
Ruth, we're just kidding. We miss you.
Ruth is one of my favorite people in the world.
She is. I went to visit her down there in Dayton last summer.
Jim City.
Loved it. Loved it.
All right, you're tagged. Hey, I got one more quick story about my dumb phone. This one's hilarious.
Okay.
So my sister Laura, who gave me my dumb phone.
My late Aunt Florence was a nun.
Really?
Her name was Sister Laura.
No kidding.
Yep.
How about that? So she's a scrapbooker, right?
I assume so.
And she gets together with some of her friends and they scrapbook together. I'm not sure how, once a week, once a month, whatever. And they were having a little scrapbook thing around. It was. She told me the story at Thanksgiving, so it had to be before Thanksgiving. And someone had taken some actual photographs of them scrapbooking.
All right.
And in one of the photographs, the phone that is now mine, the dumb phone that used to be my sister's, was out on the table. Yeah. And somebody remarked, oh my goodness, look how old that phone is. And my sister said, my brother still uses that phone. Works well.
That's it does.
I've dropped it a million times. No cracked screen.
Good for you.
I can replace the battery if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
It takes crummy pictures. It texts. And it calls. And it costs me $29 a month.
That's all that's important.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Oh. You know what?
Man, the board op is slipping tonight.
I do not know why.
Oh, yeah.
Things are going so bad.
Let's get...
It ain't like riding a bike, apparently.
Oh! I haven't heard this.
Oh, we need this.
We need this. Yes! Oh. Courtesy of who?
Stand by. Here we go. Welcome to Metro Detroit's beloved quiz program that not only helps to build your vocabulary, but puts our beloved Uncle Ron in his place. It's time for Big Words with Ron on the Biff Radio Network. As you know, Uncle Ron tends to espouse his opinions with big $5 words that often leaves Chuck and Hazard addled, befuddled, and perplexed. This time, the table is turned to see how Uncle Ron reacts. Can he bluff, guess, or reckon his way to the words we throw at him? You decide on Big...
Oh, wait a minute. I got
You decide on Big Words with Ron. Now, from the luxurious yet not overly ostentatious confines of a studio near the Grand Trunk Western, here's your host, Chuck Rivenberg.
Still on my asthma meds.
Hey, how far is Brownstown?
It's a way away.
Oh.
It's a ways. It's almost to Toledo. Which isn't really that far. I mean, you know, it's less than 100 miles.
Oh, well, then maybe she is good for me.
Oh, boy.
Hazard, they come to you, so what does it matter?
That's right, okay.
All right, what do you say?
I forgot who did this music.
Jim Morris.
Oh, that's right. Friend of the station or the show?
Right. We got to have him back on too.
Yeah. All right. Yes, we do.
All right, we'll fade that out here and we'll get ready to go.
All right, Ron, you've been doing a lot of reading, you said.
I've been reading a lot.
And you said you learned some new big words along the way.
I've been learning a lot of big words.
I heard he's got a tattoo of one of the big words.
Yeah.
Astrobogulus.
Wow, Hazard, you remembered that, but you couldn't remember who did the theme music to this.
I knew. I was just testing.
By the way, our producer did a very good job on Big Words with Ron this week.
Who's the producer?
Hazard.
Oh, good.
He's got them all stapled together, but my favorite one is where he stapled the blank sheet of paper to the back of the one.
He'd make a great bureaucrat.
In case I wanted to take notes or something.
All right, let's get going here.
All right, Ron, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Wait a minute. The bell is working.
Your right. First word, its earliest documented use was in 1917.
Ooh.
You've got two shots at this one because it's a noun with two definitions. And, Ron, your word is hokum.
Hokum?
Hokum.
H-O-K-U-M.
That's it.
Whoa!
I have a feeling he's going to get this one.
You know, that's a lot of malarkey, a lot of baloney.
Oh!
Give him the bell, Hazard.
That's what that is. It's hokum.
Folks, he's one for one.
The secret word is hokum.
All right, let's see if you can get this one, Ron.
What's the official definition, though?
The official definition?
Yeah.
Definition number one is nonsense.
Yep.
Definition number two is trite material introduced to evoke an emotional response from an audience.
That's a lot of the stuff that these TV shows do.
Yeah.
That's a lot. You know, they get the emotional tie at the end.
A bunch of hope.
What is going on with network TV resuscitating some of those old shows? Did she...
Because they've run out of ideas.
Roseanne is coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. Probably won't watch it, though.
Yeah.
Let's stick to the program here.
Okay. Number two.
Big Words with Ron. Earliest use was in 1991.
Whoa. Whoa,
that's
way
back. In the 20th century. Yeah. Holy cow.
It is a noun with only one definition.
Okay.
It doesn't say where it's from. I'm going to guess it's probably an American word.
All right.
And your word, Ron, is voluntourism.
Voluntourism?
Voluntourism.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Whoa.
That's so easy.
All right, smarty pants.
It's like going down to Puerto Rico and helping them out. Where you, or you go to one of these countries, you volunteer to help them build something, and then you're taking in the sights of the country.
Kind of like our guest, Amy Prawl.
Yeah.
Yes. She volunteers all the time.
The judges have agreed to your answer. You've been awarded.
Thank you. Well, it's a neat thing to do.
Yeah. All right, Ron.
Especially if you can get them to house you. It's free at room and board, right? If you clean up some of their stuff, or if you teach them, or if you're mentoring them in some way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Or giving them medicine or teaching them how to, you know. I know a guy that went to Africa. For a number of, he went two or three tours over there and taught the kids. It was a, what do you call those things, Hazard? You never forget the trip.
Missionary kind of?
It was a missionary kind of thing. Cool. He went over and taught the kids how to play soccer.
We should do something like that with Motor City Static. We will, in turn for room and board and three squares, we will do this broadcast from any third world nation that you want.
Or poolside down in Florida.
I'm going to do, I'm going to be like you in Hawaii on that, okay?
Okay.
I'll record my parts ahead of time, and you guys can.
Well, Chuck's got malaria. He can't make it to the microphone. All
right, here
today.
We go.
So if we were doing like, what was that? Groucho Marx, what was his quiz show?
You Bet Your Life.
You Bet Your Life, he'd be gone. You've gotten two correct.
That's George Fenneman. He was the announcer for that.
You've gotten two correct.
There we go. Number three.
Okay, Ron, this word, its earliest documented use is in 1561. So we've gone back a couple years from the last one. It is a verb, and it is satisfice is the word. Satisfice.
S-A-T-I-S-F-I-C-E.
Satisfice, yes.
Wow. Spelling is his forte.
We've now got three likes on my Facebook promo.
Good for you. All right, so let's break this word.
1561. It was coined by the scientist Herbert A. Simon.
And you know, Simon says
that
this particular experiment will satisfice the prerequisites of the experiment, right?
Close.
Well, let's break this in two.
Close enough. I was going to give you the bell.
Well, give me the bell.
Give me the bell.
But I want to clarify it. All There's right. two words. There's suffice and satisfy.
Oh, our judges have agreed.
Yeah.
So if it satisfies...
It's almost like you read this ahead of time.
No, I did not. These are like...
You're not even saying, give me a sentence.
All right, give me a sentence.
Taking all the fun. No, too late.
A sentence.
Jeez, now I got to find it. Hang on a second. It's probably at one of these stapled pages here.
Confounding tourists.
This is the one with the blank page. So go ahead, Ron.
That was done on purpose.
Yeah. All right, so you got that one, Ron.
All right, so satisfy, you know, to...
And suffice.
And it suffice. It makes good.
According to
that will suffice. That will do what it takes to get
your score is 3 out of 3.
Whoa. Is there a bonus word in this one or not?
No. Okay, Ruth had the bonus. To satisfy the minimum requirements in a given situation.
Yeah.
All right, Ron, here is the last and final word for today.
For Hazard. She have a warm body?
Are you going to be 4-0?
I could be.
Are you going to be like the Cleveland Browns?
Let's find
out.
No.
All right, this word, its earliest documented use was in 1843.
Mm.
It is a noun.
That was 5 years before the telegraph was invented.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know. I don't think you're going to get this one.
All right, let's try it.
I think you're going down on this one.
I don't know.
It's not the animal squirrel, but how some people might pronounce the animal squirrel. Squirrel.
Squirrel?
The word is squirrel.
Squirrel?
Squirrel.
It's a noun or verb or what?
It is a noun.
How do you spell it?
S-Q-U-I-R-L.
Squirrel. It sounds like a swirl.
Yeah.
It's like a cute swirl. It's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel, yeah.
How about a sentence there, mister?
Ooh. Some of the suits came decorated in an elaborate squirrel of crayon-like art.
Some of the suits? You mean like cards?
I don't know if it was suits or like, you know, sometimes they call people suits that go to parties all dressed up.
Or executives are called suits.
That's what I'm thinking.
Read the sentence again.
Some of the suits came decorated in an elaborate squirrel of crayon-like art.
Well,
or it could be suits of cards.
Well, squirrel would mean like curlicue design, line drawings, fancy.
No.
Squirrel? No?
No, not even close.
It has nothing to do with the design?
Well, it has something to do with the design.
The design itself is squirrely, which means it's got swirls and it's curves and fancy.
The judges are having a question with Alex Trebek there. Hang on a minute.
By the way, he had
some... You're too easy on him anyway. I'm going all Ruth on him on this.
Oh, is that what this is about?
Oh, you're close. You're very, very close, Ron.
If I were to draw it, would that please the judges?
If you can, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
This is Heather.
Wait. Oh, all right, Heather.
Swirl is definitely something that is in fashion.
Right.
So just...
So I'm thinking.
Not according to our definition.
I'm thinking.
A swirl is a big deal.
Squirrel. It's not swirl.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. But squirrel. It sounds like squirrel, but it normally is swirl.
I think.
There's another one trying to jump on your bandwagon. Yeah, somebody's got to be tough on you.
What's up with that bandwagon?
I thought you were going to draw it.
Well,
got a flat tire?
I can't draw Paisley, so I'm looking at Paisley. Paisley would be squirrely.
No.
What? It's got fancy little fractal.
You're going out the exit of
the purple
palace before the game even starts.
Doesn't have to do with color then.
No.
I think it is just phased after. Squirrel, swirl, later. You know, goes that way.
You're being a jackass or what?
No, I'm being tough
on
you.
He says your bandwagon has a flat tire is what he's telling you.
Yeah. Your bandwagon's pulled off on the side of the road.
I was ready to go 4-for-4 on this.
Yeah, too bad.
S-Q-U... IRL, squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Read the sentence again.
Some of the suits.
All right, some of the suits, which could be the suit deck of cards.
Could be.
All right.
Or it could be Hazard going to church.
Right.
Came decorated in an elaborate squirrel of crayon-like art, which has absolutely nothing to do with the definition they gave us.
I immediately got rid of the crayons because I'm thinking of...
Speaking of crayons, I'm at some store.
Some things never change.
I know.
And there was this item where I think you could put like your own stuff in there and make your own crayons.
Yeah.
I'm probably not as good as Crayolas.
All right, would it have to do with the threads, the
no.
design, the lines?
No.
Nothing with the lines.
No.
Squirrel, design,
no.
lines.
I'm sorry.
All right, Heather's on my side.
Yeah, but I've got the paper with
the
definition.
Yeah, he's got the paper.
Okay, I acquiesce.
You ready?
Yeah.
You're going to say, oh, I got that one. A flourish or curve, especially.
I said curve.
So what?
That's the definition.
Do you mean so when, who's the Tigers' big pitcher we got left now? Fulmer.
Yeah.
You think the guy up in the booth is going to go, oh, that was a heck of a squirrel on that pitch? No. It has nothing to do with curve.
You just said the definition of
a
curve.
A flourish or curve.
Yeah.
Especially in handwriting.
I should get this one. I should have this one.
I encourage you to listen to The Color Purple.
I should.
Hazard, what do you think?
I get it. Give it to me. I said
you're
curvy.
The producer.
The producer.
I get Hazard. Wait, Hazard.
They're talking with Alex Trebek. Hang on a minute.
Hazard, give him a muted bell.
Hazard, I fed you. I was right. It's a squirrel. It's like a swirl.
Okay, you can believe you were right, but I'm giving you a score of 3-1.
Oh,
on this week's edition of Big Words with Ron.
He's giving you a gold-plated star. It's not a gold star, but a gold-plated star.
You guys just...
We've got a lot more likes now. We've got up to 5 likes now.
I love that. Okay.
Who are the 3 others?
Pretty soon. All I need is 5 more and all 10 of my Facebook friends will have liked this.
Well. And that's how we play Big Words with Ron. All right, let's review the words. Number 1, hokum. That's a lot of nonsense. Mm-hmm. You were giving me a bunch of hokum on that last definition there.
See how that all ties in.
Yeah. Second word was voluntourism, mm-hmm. which that's cool. We should do more voluntourism.
Go right ahead.
And then
I kind of did last year when I went to the fish show. I took the month off work and helped out, or the week off, or whatever it was.
And then satisfice, like to satisfy with the minimum,
right?
That'll do. And then finally squirrel, which means curvaceous, flourishing.
Especially in handwriting.
Yeah. Whoa.
Or pitching.
Curvaceous.
It has nothing to do with pitching.
So if I were to date a woman who was squirrely.
That's what I'm going to start using now. That's one of my lines now.
I mean, she's not only crazy, but she's got lovely curves, right?
You tell her that and let me know how it works out.
Let me see how that squirrel looks on you, all kid. Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Jim Morris Jr., a song called Splitsville. It's a theme for Big Words with Ron, used by permission. I love that. Okay, we're going to fade that down. Motor City Static here on the Biff Radio Network. Ron, Chuck, Hazard, having a blast. We have a very special guest, Heather. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
You've never been on the radio before, have you?
I never have.
Okay, do you want to say hi to certain people that are listening, maybe listening?
No, I would just like to say hi to the staff here because they're all fantastic.
Oh, stop. Tell us more.
That is it.
And we have our website, MotorCityStatic.com. We'll have a podcast of this here broadcast up later. And didn't you want to say hi to your friend Rika?
Absolutely. I would say hello to Rika.
Who is Rika and why should the audience know who she is?
Rika is my best friend and she lives in LA and she is a agent for tons of agents, rock agents. So
maybe
love
she
her
should rep
much.
Us on the show.
Yes, she should.
She could handle the domestic syndication of this year's show, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, that's good.
I have my own management agreement, because
what? You've got your own Echoes of the Night.
I am a star in my own right.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. And Rika's husband's named Paul, right?
Yes.
All right. So hi, Paul. Hi, Rika. And hello to Rika's entire client base. And thanks for listening to Motor City Static. She needs to send us some music.
Absolutely.
Get some of those bands on
here. Dr.
Vinny Boombatz.
Dr. Vinny Boombatz, yes. He told me I should run 5 miles a day. You know that. And that was about a week ago, so I'm actually 35 miles away.
That's funny. All right. A woman's unusual tattoo isn't just a visual reminder.
Oh, it's funny, Hazard.
I know. He's good.
Dr. Vinny Boombatz.
A Chicago woman's unusual tattoo isn't just a visual reminder of her late grandmother, Hazard. It also plays the woman's final voicemail.
Say what?
Yep.
The tattoo?
Yep. Sakira Angelique tweeted a video showing the tattoo under her left collarbone being scanned with a smartphone app that then played the last voicemail she ever received from her grandma. You can just put the microphone down. Don't worry about it. It was a happy birthday message from 3 years ago. Sakira goes on to say, my grandma passed away my junior year of high school. A month before she passed, she left me a voicemail wishing me happy birthday. Today I got that exact waveform tattooed across my heart. And I am able to play it just by holding my camera over it. Angelique said the tattoo and app use skin motion technology, which allows a user to upload an audio file and have it play whenever the relevant sound wave pattern is scanned with a smartphone or other app-enabled device.
I've seen something like that with a...
You know, if I had my voice last voicemail from Hazard tattooed on me, you know what it would say?
What?
Chuckster! What up?
Chuckster, what up, baby?
Jeez.
That's what it says. Everyone, I got 37 voicemails on my phone. They all say...
Chuckster, what up?
That's funny. All right, we are about 12 minutes away from Hazard a Guess.
All right.
Man, I love this new format. It's quick. It's fast.
Yeah, see, so your producer was thinking on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I am 4 for 4 with Big Words with Ron, if you're just tuning in.
In your dreams.
Oh!
That was pretty cool. I still got it. I still got it.
Sounds like a lot of hokum to me.
I don't know if I should say this now, or should I just let you guys discover it during the week?
Well, your third eye's still there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'll let the cat out of the bag.
All right, go ahead.
If you listen to the Biff in the next week or so, you're going to notice a big change.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I haven't been.
Okay. Well, then I won't let the cat out of the bag. I'll make you listen.
I will. I'll listen.
Why is the cat in the bag anyways?
I'll have news on it next Sunday night.
Okay,
an update on what's going on. I'll tell you off the air.
What kind of bag is the cat in?
The Osaka Blue Bag.
Oh, there you go.
Whoa.
But it's going to be really cool. It's going to put us up. It's going to up the game at the Biff.
Nice.
And I think you'll like it,
too. I'm into game upping.
So we'll do that. All right, we got time for a song?
Sure. I've been speaking of things. It's probably the reason I haven't listened to the Biff is because I resubscribed to XM Radio. I'm in love with XM Radio.
What?
Yeah, I'm in love with XM Radio.
Why pay for your media?
Because they play good tunes.
All right. Doesn't it sound compressed?
No, not when you live. That's all you listen to.
All right.
Except for I still listen to Gator. And
one of his grad buddies stopped by, class of 88.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey, you know, do you know the Gator? And I'm going, the Gator? He gave me my nickname. So then we took a selfie, and I was pointing at the camera.
Uh-huh.
He sent it to Gator. I didn't hear anything from Gator, so I don't know.
Well, anyway, one of the bands I hear a lot of, both on Ozzy's Boneyard and on Hair Nation, is the Scorpions.
Oh.
And in Hazard's Osaka Blue Bag today, he had a Scorpions CD. And I don't recall having heard this song since I've been an XM subscriber, if I've ever heard it at all.
All right.
This is Send Me an Angel from the Scorpions on Motor City Static.
That's the Scorpions. Send Me an Angel here in Motor City Static. And Hazard, you were lip syncing that thing. You were selling that song.
Baby. I was selling it, baby. I was vibed in on that one.
Yeah, one of the funniest things I saw while we were on our little hiatus. Who's the guy from TMZ? Harvey?
Harvey. Yeah, I know him. All right, the lawyer. Yeah,
yeah.
What's his name?
Him trying to interview Klaus Meiner.
I do not know.
That would have been
it
funny.
It was hilarious.
That's good stuff. All right, Motor City Static. Oh, man, last half hour.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to be back after these messages here on the Biff Radio Network. Motor City Static on the Biff Radio Network doing what Dave and Chuck the Freak wish they could do, and that's keep an audience.
I'm going to seal our material again.
That's right.
Might I say radio is making you look slim?
I lost, well, here's the story on that. I lost 20 pounds, but I put 10 pounds back on. But it's muscle. It's muscle.
Good.
So, anyway, Dave and Chuck the Freak aren't doing so well in Boston, so.
That's unfortunate.
Let's give them a hug. Maybe if they actually did something,
yeah.
People would listen.
I haven't listened to them in so long.
I didn't even know.
You know what I'm listening to now?
What?
In the morning, when I wake up to gospel.
Funny you should mention that. FM or AM?
FM.
102.7 Praise FM, right?
I am, Hazard.
Wow.
Erica Campbell, she's a riot. I do, every morning.
Good for you.
Well, you know, you gave me that radio a while back, right?
Yeah.
That clock radio?
Yeah.
And I put it on a metal stand, so I don't receive a lot of channels. But when I started using the clock radio to wake up again, because I was sleeping through the alarm on my phone, I just went going one day, and I'm like, all right, that one comes in clear. I didn't even know what it was. Set it down, and I wake up the next morning, praise Jesus! And I was like, wow, this is invigorating. And it's a good show.
I love it. I love it.
Erica Campbell. They're based out of somewhere, though. They're not in Detroit.
No, they're syndicated. All the shows are syndicated. Now, we've got 106.7's got the Woody Show, whatever the heck the Woody Show is. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad.
Well, I almost forgot you had school board meetings and cracked the joke.
We're in Safe Harbor, so you could, well, yeah.
That's Hazard on a Friday night.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, the state of radio is just really bad. Most of your morning shows are syndicated. During the year, the first part of the year, contracts end, ratings come in. They flip from Christmas music to the regular format, and then they have to cut a few people here and there. That's not going to happen here on Motor City Static because we do it for free.
Yeah, and the occasional pizza.
Yeah, we have fun. All right, this being the first week of the new year, our friends up at Lake Superior State University,
LSSU, Lake Superior State.
They do their yearly banning of words.
All right.
You know that?
I've heard this, yes.
The 43rd annual list of banished words has been published by Lake Superior State University, which each year documents a, quote, list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. Well, here we go. Complete list is, number one, unpack. That's a misused word for analyze, consider, assess. Concepts or positions are not packed, so they don't need to be unpacked. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Tons. Refers to an exaggerated quantity, as in tons of sunshine or tons of work.
Mm-hmm.
Lots would surely suffice. So instead of, I've got tons of time on my hand, you say, I've got lots of time on my hand.
Too much time on my hand.
Yeah, tons of time on my hand.
Lots of time on my hand. All right, go ahead.
Dish, as in to dish out the latest rumor on someone. There's that Dish TV where they take all the broken down radio hosts. And it's on late night TV, I think Fox 2 or something.
Never seen it.
It's called The Dish or something like that.
I only turn my TV on during sports.
Let's go back to talks about and leave dishes in the cupboard. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-owned. I hate that word. Pre-owned. Your pre-owned Ford, your pre-owned Chevy.
Oh, that's huge still.
I know.
LSSU doesn't want us to use that anymore?
No. What is so disgraceful about owning a used car now and then? You know? It's a used car. No, it's pre-owned. It's used.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's pre-owned. See, it's marketing.
Yeah.
You know, I worked in advertising. Heather worked in advertising. We know all the tricks of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
It's a used car.
Yeah.
I'm a pre-owned car salesman. All right. Next one. Onboarding and offboarding.
Oh, I hate those words.
Yeah.
I'd ask what that meant.
It's creature from the HR lagoon is how they call it. We used to have hiring, training, and orientation. Now we need to have an onboarding process. Firings, quitting, and retirements are streamlined into offboarding. It's like, no, you've been canned.
Fell off the surfboard on vacation. That's what I thought it meant.
Another one is nothing burger. They
what?
Say, yeah, nothing burger. That's a nothing burger. Says nothing that nothing doesn't already. I'll take a quarter pound of something in mine.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's a nothing burger. You know, the whole thing with Trump and the Russians, that's a nothing burger.
Oh, okay.
You know, the whole thing about his not being mentally competent, that's a nothing burger. All right.
The whole thing about Hazard being a ladies' man, that's a burger with everything.
Absolutely. And all the trimmings.
That's right.
Side of fries.
Let that sink in. One could say shocking, profound, or important. Let that sink in. Okay? Let that sink in.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it. I hate that. Wait for it. And then another one here is called, let me ask you this. Wholly unnecessary statement. Just ask the question already.
Yeah.
Or I listen to talk radio a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go to the phone caller. The phone caller will say, listen, I am. You know, listen.
So what I do for a living.
Or they always ask you, you know, how's it going? Well, you've been listening to the show for an hour and a half. You should know how I'm doing. It's a nervous crutch. You know that.
Yeah.
Impactful. I hate that. I hate the word impactful. It's a frivolous word groping for something effective or influential. Okay? Fake news, another one. Once upon a time, stories could be empirically disproved. Now fake news is any story you disagree with. That's not true. Hot water heater? Hot water does not need to be heated. Water heater or hot water maker will keep us out of hot water.
That's true.
Yep. And then finally, gig economy. Gigs are for musicians and stand-up comedians or radio hosts. Now expanded to imply a sense of freedom and a lifestyle that rejects tradition and a changing economic culture. Runs a risk of sharecropping, so your gig economy. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's like in my own audience here. That's
yeah,
cool.
You do. So you got your hype woman over there.
Yeah.
Oh! Whoop, 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 whoop.
All right, so what are we going to do here? I think, is it time for Hazard a Guess? We're going to do that, or we got music, or what are we going to do?
Whatever you want. Depends on how long Big Daddy over here takes to give us the answer, if he...
Well...
You know, if he's got six jokes for every question, or just one.
You know what? We've got... They're going to be easy. Do you want to do a song? Come back.
I got one queued up.
All right, let's do a song.
In fact, it'd be the perfect intro for Hazard a Guess, because we spoke earlier that... I can't remember exactly the date, but it's, we're coming up on the anniversary of... David Bowie's passing. And this just so happens to be Hazard's favorite song to karaoke to. Right here. On Motor City Static.
You know, Chuck, if I close my eyes.
Wop, wop, wop.
I can picture Hazard up at the karaoke stage singing that very song.
It's a little slower. Wasn't it more like wop, 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 wop?
Well, don't live live.
That's a good time that night.
That was a great time.
You know, we need to do that again. Alan Maestri called me up to do some karaoke a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a little bit old for that. When I used to work at the advertising agency, we'd go out and we'd do karaoke all the time. But then you kind of realize, hey, you're too old for this.
Last time I saw you karaoke was at that place in Fraser. I remember I had a wedge salad because I thought that was funny. And then your brother and sister showed up.
Yeah, that was at Froggies, I think, or whatever.
No, it wasn't Froggies. That's on 13 Mile.
All right.
It was on, what's the name of that place? It's over by the Fraser Hockey Rink.
Oh, yeah.
On the other side, though.
It starts with a W, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So appreciate
that. That was a good time, though. Did you show up for that, Hazard? Were you there that night?
You were eating what? The wedge set?
At a wedge salad. I thought the concept of that was funny.
I was there.
That's good.
Now I see him everywhere.
All right. Whoa. Wrong one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, the board office.
The board on that. Yeah.
I'm glad I don't got to do the editing on this.
Oh, man. I'm so embarrassed, you know?
The kids are going to be laughing at you in the morning.
Everybody does.
Here, use this one on him, WBFH staffers.
From the rumpus room at La Casa de Hazard, it's time to gather around the radio and play another installment of Metro Detroit's favorite radio contest, Hazard.
I guess.
A guess?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, kiddies, Uncle Ron has officially depleted the topic bin tonight, although I have not.
No, because we're fresh. You got a whole year.
I know, not only that, but since we're only doing 2 hours, I've got a whole hour of show prep here that I didn't even open.
Right.
I didn't even crack
it
open
for next week.
All right.
Why does that picture make him look like Udo Dirks down there, you know, from Accept?
Excuse me, can I hear you? I can't hear you. What was that?
It does.
What's he laughing at?
He's saying your Facebook profile picture makes you look like the singer from a band called Accept.
Is that a good thing?
No. What's his name? Udo?
Yeah, Udo Dirkschneider.
Anyway.
Yes, we start calling you Udo.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've officially depleted the topic bin tonight, yet we still have a half hour of expensive and valuable broadcast airtime left.
Wait, this is too good not to share.
All right.
Ron's not Udo. He's Uro. His long-lost cousin. Uncle Ron, Uro. Get it?
Okay. All right, so we present a surefire time killer. One that fits the incredible knowledge of our very own handsome, suave, slick, and debonair lady killer. That would be Mr. Jeffrey Hazard.
The
Earl of Spiffy and Exchequer of Bling. Against the brain power of our bright, attractive, erudite, and deeply learned Motor City Static regulars, including Heather Newman this time out. Heather, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you'll be playing along with us, all right? Gather around the radio, my friends. If you're not too careful, you might learn something. Big Daddy?
Yes.
Are you ready to hazard
a guess?
I am
ready.
All right,
the first person outside of this room that calls you Uro, Jeff Hazard will give one of his signed publicity photos, too.
Oh, yes.
An autographed photograph, huh, as they say in the business. All right, here we go. Question number one. All right, so Heather's going to be playing with us.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you ready for this, Heather?
Yes, I am.
All right, this
I'm
is big
ready.
Fun right here.
All right, here we
I'm
go.
I got to make a scorecard.
All right, question.
Can't wait.
Where's my bell?
Although.
What, Heather?
Yeah, I'm totally ready.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to make a scorecard here.
Question number one, Hazard, look me in the eye. The good eye. No, not that eye. The good eye, okay? All right. What is a diphthong?
A diphthong?
Get close to the microphone, please.
A diphthong?
D-I-P-T-H-O-N-G. What is a diphthong?
Don't look it on your phone.
I'm not.
You're not allowed.
Actually, she's a ref.
I've already seen you looking.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What is it? Not looking that for that, believe me.
What is a diphthong?
You might be looking. No, I better not say that.
Actually, it was something I was wearing on the beach in Australia, and the lifeguards kind of, you know.
No, you're a cat.
Cover up, Hazard. What are you doing?
A diphthong.
A diphthong. I've heard that before. It's a diphthong. Diphthong.
Diphthong.
I'm going to say it's some sort of cooking implement.
A cooking implement.
Yeah, some sort of, you know, for the wok or something.
For the wok. Okay. Who? Chuck, right. Go with you or Heather? Heather, you go.
Ooh,
diphthong. What's a diphthong?
I'm going to say it is something that you swim with. Something with that.
It's like a diphthong. A diphthong. It's like a mattress, an air mattress, or a
something that you swim with.
Swim fins or something.
That's a dumb answer, diphthong? But that's all I got.
No such thing as a dumb answer.
I've heard of a diphthong before. What is a diphthong? It has to have something to do with dipping and thongs.
If you're enjoying fine tobacco product in your thong, you dip and then you put the thong on.
It's a thong that you wear when you're chewing tobacco.
Brought to you by Skull.
No, I
or
think
Copenhagen.
Bandit. I think a diphthong. I know when you say what it is, I'm going to be like, oh, a diphthong.
A diphthong.
A diphthong is, it is, oh, it's like litmus paper.
Litmus paper?
Like it's something that you dip into to find out the salinity or the chemical makeup of something.
Did you ever have speech class?
Oh, yeah, now I know. Mr. What's-His-Face. Boyce?
Was it Dr. Boyce? Yeah, Dr. Boyce. So?
A diphthong. It's something. Is it something to do with...
use it every day.
Grammar?
Could be. Grammar
Oh, it's the thing that... The quotation mark.
No, those are quotes.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Anyone want to change their answer?
No.
It's a song a cowboy sing, isn't it?
No. A diphthong, literally two sounds or two tones, is also known as a gliding vowel. It is a combination of two adjacent vowel sounds within the same syllable. Technically, a diphthong is a vowel with two different targets. That is, the tongue and the rest of your mouth moves during the pronunciation of the vowel. In many dialects of English, the phrase... No Highway Cowboys has five different diphthongs, one in every syllable. Now, diphthongs contrast with monothongs, where the tongue or other speech organs do not move and the syllables contain only a single vowel sound. For instance, in English, the word ah, A-H, is spoken as a monothong, while the word ow is spoken as a diphthong in most dialects. So in other words, if you're pronouncing a word... And you need to use your tongue to enunciate the word, there's a diphthong.
You don't even really know when you're using your tongue to enunciate a word, though.
Yeah. Heather, why'd you take the mic off? You're not playing with us? Oh, okay. Pardon me, Chuck?
I said, but you don't even really realize when you're diphthonging.
No, you don't.
That doesn't make any sense.
Is that a verb, diphthonging? Can we use that?
Who?
Diphthonging.
You can use that.
Can I let LSSU take that one out of my vocabulary?
There you go. All right. Question number two, Hazard. Here we go.
Okay.
Why did pirates wear eye patches? Why did pirates wear eye patches?
That was so they qualified for the discounts at Chuck E. Cheese.
Why did pirates wear eye patches?
It was to help with the...
Microphone's over there.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Hello. It was to hide with the... so they, for identity purposes, they were trying to hide the color of their eyes.
They
could still see the other one.
Yeah, but
it would only work if you were Max Scherzer,
but
or a border collie.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I know why. Because
I still got it, don't I, Ron?
Yeah, you do. A border collie. No, actually, it made him look
Max Scherzer or a border collie.
It would make him look more. More tougher.
More tougher.
Yeah, toughen them up.
It's used for intimidation purposes only.
Yes, there you go.
Okay. Chuck, what say you? Why?
Everybody knows the answer to this.
Why did pirates wear eye patches?
I've seen Pirates of the Caribbean every movie.
Right.
And I know the answer to this.
You and Wyatt together. So.
No, he hasn't seen any yet, I don't think.
Really?
No, he's too young.
You went on your own?
No, I haven't seen one in years.
Okay.
Funny thing is, though, I got a movie gift card for my birthday.
All right.
Just haven't used it yet. It's only 4 months old.
So why did pirates wear eye patches?
So they didn't have to squint when they were looking into the telescope.
Close, but no cigar.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm on to something.
You're on to something there, buddy.
It was for... You know how sometimes you can see better with one eye?
Yeah? You want to explore that? How? Where? You're on a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
The sun is beating down on you.
Yeah, it's like to cut down the sun into both eyes. I was closer with the telescope, wasn't I?
No, you're getting...
Not the telescope. No. What's that thing called they look through with one eye?
That's a telescope.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a monoscope.
A monoscope.
Or a monocular.
A monocular.
Because binoculars have two.
Yeah, I never heard that word before.
You're getting close. You're getting close.
A lot closer than Hazard, right?
Yeah, a lot closer than Hazard.
That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us, Ron?
Well, pirates wear eye patches, so when they go to a lower deck with poor lighting, they can remove the patch and see better with that eye since it's used to the dark, whereas the other eye would take several minutes to adjust to the change in light. Do you understand that?
That's a stupid answer.
But it's the truth.
My answer was better.
No, Jim Sheedy, a doctor of vision science and director of the Vision Performance Institute at Oregon Pacific University, told the Wall Street Journal a while back that while the eyes adapt quickly when going from darkness to light, studies have shown that it can take up to 25 minutes for them to adapt when going from bright light to darkness, which requires the regeneration of photopigments in the eye. Pirates frequently had to move above and below the deck from daylight to near darkness, and Sheedy says the smart ones wore a patch over one eye to keep it dark adapted outside. When the pirate went below decks, he could switch to the patch for the outdoor eye and see in the darkness easily, potentially to fight while boarding and plundering another vessel. So that's why.
You better speed it up if we're going to... We only got 5 minutes left.
What? Oh my gosh, we're running out of time. Okay, question number three. Final question. Which is older, sliced bread or Betty White?
You mean how long has bread been being sliced?
No, how long... Which is older, sliced bread or Betty White, Hazard? Sliced bread?
Yeah.
How long has sliced bread been around? You go to the store, you find sliced bread. It's sliced for you already. Some loaves aren't, some are. Which is older, sliced bread or Betty White?
I would say Lou Grant is actually older. No. I'm going to go Betty White as being older.
Betty White is older.
Ditto.
Check. There you go. Betty White is, in fact, older. America's Sweetheart was born in 1922, just 6 years before the Chillicothe Baking Company sold the very first loaf of bread that was sliced, and that was on July 7th, 1928. As great as sliced bread is, it has nothing on Betty White. In 2010, the USDA Forest Service made White an honorary forest ranger, and in a 2011 poll revealed White to be the most popular and trusted celebrity among Americans because everybody loves Betty. All right, that's it. So you are...
tied.
Yeah, both of you won.
What questions was that?
There's three.
That's it?
It's our new schedule. We want to get another song in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's going to take us over. But
no, that's fine.
We mentioned earlier that on this date in 1970, Led Zeppelin started a tour.
And I mentioned this is one of the songs they played on that tour from Led Zeppelin 2. This is Thank You, because we want to thank people for joining us.
Thanks.
As we return.
All right, Motor City Static here on the Biff Radio Network. Who was that? That was
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, yeah. Okay. You know what? I'm so discombobulated because I planned for a three-hour show and we're just doing 2 hours, okay? And I forgot I had this whole feature about this day in history. Today was Millard Fillmore's birthday. I had a whole bit on Millard Fillmore as president.
Well, Hazard's got to go help the homeless.
That's true. I understand that. Let's see. What else is... Millard Fillmore was born on this date in 1800 in Summerhill, New York. And I had a whole thing about that. So anyway, okay, Motor City Static, we're done. We got to go. We're running out of network time. Thank you, Heather, for stopping by and saying hi. Chuck and Hazard will talk to you next week here on the Biff Radio Network.